And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
He says he has the best hands in the NFL, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's a bum. He's a bum. And I was high on him, and he's a bum. His bum ass wouldn't be playing on any other team that's contending for a championship.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
There's nobody in that locker room to grab Jalen Polk and say, hey, listen, man, shut the F up and catch the damn football.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
If I say, Courtney, we're going out Friday night, based on your history, there's a good chance you're coming out Coastal Grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be able to switch it up and be, you know, horse chic or whatever it was.
I wasn't Coastal Grandma in Miami, I'll tell you that.
I don't think horse chic.
No, horse.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever it was.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shine.
I have a question, Greg. Can you be honest?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about flying JetBlue on Super Bowl Sunday so you have a bigger screen?
I have not thought about that, but I should give that a try. All right, especially if the Super Bowl is in London.
Ooh. Now.
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Good morning.
What it do? Curtis, feeling any better?
Yeah, much better.
Before we get started, before we do anything else, may I wish a happy birthday to our queen, to Courtney Cox, on this most important day. How are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
I know.
Thank you.
I don't believe we're supposed to ask how old.
33. 33. I'm not scared of age.
Okay. All right.
No. Nope.
Oh, you a youngin.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, Larry Bird.
Yeah, just happy to be here, you know. What do you say, Wiggy? Another day waking up above ground is a good day?
Another day above ground is a good day.
Yep, there you go.
That's true.
Yep.
You woke up on the right side of the dirt.
I did.
Was there any kind of a special note waiting for you or any kind of a gift waiting for you when you headed off to work this morning?
No. My boys were fast asleep. It's also Harry's birthday.
We have
the same birthday.
Excellent.
So, no, we have a little dinner tonight and we'll enjoy. So.
All right, so nothing big on like...
No. 33.
You really celebrate the milestone birthdays, or when you get to my age and you don't have many left, you celebrate every single one, right, Curtis?
Yep, get it in now before we don't have any more to celebrate. With yours, I have a big party coming up. I'm excited.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Little birthday party
soiree,
and so looking forward to that. As I always say, please no gifts.
I've heard about some surprises at this birthday. Let me tell you.
Really?
It's going to be a banger.
Well, I cannot wait. Although, actually, I could wait. Like, I mean, really, at my age, you know how it is, Wiggy. You don't want to celebrate when you get up.
Yeah, if we have a birthday party, great. If not, you know, no big deal. Every day is my birthday.
We have to have a big one for you. You have a milestone this year.
Yes, you do,
Wiggy.
Yeah,
but I'm not doing it here, though.
What?
So
what do you mean?
I'm going to, like, Atlanta or something like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is Atlanta some sort of a legendary birthday destination or something?
No, it's just a better vibe when it comes to having a birthday night. Would I rather my birthday night in like Atlanta, Miami, Houston, or
Courtney,
Boston.
I sent some fraudulence, a destination birthday party.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Yeah, but I...
What's wrong with the city that you live in? The city that you grew up in? The city where the rest of your friends are?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is so boring at nighttime.
Oh, Brooklyn's boring?
No, not Brooklyn. Oh. Yeah, I haven't been to Brooklyn in a long time.
I think we could make it very fun.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we got to shut it down at like 1:30. Who wants to do that?
No, if you go do it at Echelon in like, you know, their shared space, you could go all night.
You could go all night. That's true, Wiggy.
Oh, you guys get 24 hours over there?
You could do whatever you want.
Right.
When you're on private property.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see you in Houston, Miami, or Atlanta. So
okay, you're right. Flying us all.
Feel free to come if you like.
Courtney, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Glad you are celebrating at least the morning portion with us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On Banner 18 Day.
That is it.
Moonshot this morning on Courtney, last thing. We get Van Leeuwen birthday cake ice cream delivered.
This morning?
Yeah.
Oh, we could probably do that. I don't know what time they open.
Oh,
I should,
sure
though.
You don't.
If they open before the end of the... Or maybe there's somebody working over there or somebody knows somebody at Van Leeuwen. We could do that.
That would be pretty electric.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, we could try to do that. Anyway. It has the blue frosting frozen right into it. That's what makes it.
And
really,
that cookie crumble
it's
part.
Very, very good. Very good. All right, Curtis. Good moonshot. I like it.
Back to sports.
Back to sports. And back to the Celtics.
Yep.
Who will attempt to go back-to-back and win another one. And so the celebration begins this evening first, and then the season begins for the Boston Celtics.
No pressure.
Well, we're going to get to what Joe Mazzulla said about the pressure when we get to they said it in about an hour at 7 on this morning show. This is Jim from Manchester, New Hampshire. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, Courtney, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Hey, I love the show. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
I just want to say Curtis is the best guy. Very intelligent, and that's what keeps me listening. I mean, Greg's awesome. You're all awesome.
Yeah, you guys are okay.
Yeah, but Curtis is the best. I agree.
Thank you, Jim.
He's a little bit ornery, depending on when you catch him. But other than that, he's fantastic.
Yeah, okay. you guys are going to laugh at this. I'm a diehard Cleveland Browns fan.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know which team is going in the worst direction, the Browns or the New England Patriots?
That hurts.
I would say the Browns.
It does hurt. I know it's a tough question, but I'm a diehard Celtics fan, so I'm looking forward to tonight. But if you guys could just swim in on the Browns, and I know what that just happened to Deshaun and everything. So
I mean, we know. I guess we know how Bill Belichick feels after the snipe from the grassy knoll that was launched yesterday at Gerard Mayo and the New England Patriots. I don't know. Does anybody have that as their lead?
Yes.
Okay. I'll save till later.
I would just put it this way. This isn't my lead. It's just related to it. What a contrast in the two goats. One broadcasting with great aplomb and deference regarding the greatness of the man most expected to surpass him, if possible. And then the next morning, you have Bill. Put those two
Curtis,
into perspective.
You and I could go. Let's not get right into it this morning. I feel like it's an everyday occurrence, but later on we can go back
and
forth.
I can't wait. It's Courtney's birthday.
You guys are going to go toe-to-toe.
I love this.
I'm sure that you, if you were unceremoniously dumped from this place, would be extremely gracious
about it. That's
the kind of guy that you are. We all know that.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's the kind of guy. Because Tom Brady was fired.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait. No. Tom Brady decided to leave.
Yes.
That's right.
Right.
I forgot about that.
$30 million if Mike Thomas and Ken Laird.
What's $30 million?
Right.
It's $30 million they're paying you to do nothing.
Oh, they are. Oh, you know they're paying Bill $30 million.
Why? What? You don't know that?
I didn't know that. Where'd you get that number from?
From the dynasty.
Oh, it's...
wait. So now we're questioning whether he's being paid $30 million.
No, Curtis, we're questioning everything. Yeah. I don't know what the number is.
Okay, $25 million. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it could be 20. Could be 15. I don't know what it is.
I don't care if you pay me $100 million.
Go further. Where are you going after the money? What is it?
He's being paid.
He's being
$30 million.
Because he got fired because they signed a contract with him. Yeah.
He's being paid $30 million by this organization to do nothing. His son is on the staff. His other son was invited back on the staff.
Right.
He left after going 4-13 And if you want to, I have all the numbers. If you want to do it now, we can do it.
We could do it later.
I mean, it's just remarkable to me when he talks about last year's defense versus this year's defense.
Yeah.
I have some numbers of the 99 defense and the 2000 defense that are incredibly similar with Hall of Famers on defense. When Bill Belichick came in as a head coach, defensive-minded guy on a very good defensive team the year before, they got much worse.
Mm. Was he calling those teams soft publicly to the media?
I don't know. The results were the same.
I know he wasn't. But if you want the answer, he wasn't.
Right. But he's calling out Gerard Mayo
when he did the exact thing. He was asked about Gerard Mayo.
Right. Was he asked about Gerard Mayo after week one, Greg?
I don't know. I don't think so. I thought it was weird. Didn't we talk about on the show how it was weird that Pat McAfee didn't ask about it?
Because he told him not to.
Oh, he did. More information that you have.
Wait. The smartest guy in the room.
What was that?
Breaking. Chris Curtis.
Put that on
confirms.
Confirmed.
Bill Belichick.
Actually, Bill had Michael Lombardi call Pat McAfee and tell him not to ask
about
it.
That's the
okay. Okay, now we're all morons. All morons, Greg. So you think that was coincidental? Oh no, we can laugh. I'm asking. Do you think it was coincidental?
So what is the point? I think take the stats out of it.
Right.
It's the way in which the team looks and sounds around Gerard Mayo that is making people feel like this team is in such worse shape. And that is because Gerard Mayo is letting people do whatever they want, where Bill Belichick had the fear instilled in all of them. I'm not comparing
stats. In 2000, he didn't.
So what's the point here? What are we even arguing about?
The point is that Tom Brady.
No, that's something. That's a periphery perk. That was not my main point.
He handled himself in a classy way. Bill Belichick
That's
not.
Actually not. I have a great point that's actually praising you in my lead about this because I don't know, Greg, have you ever entered a job where the person you replaced or the people you replaced were very vocal in their desire for you to fail? Would you ever know how to experience that?
Yeah.
Have you ever? I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
Yes, I have.
Okay. How difficult that makes your job because they're trying to curry public opinion against you. And yet somehow, here we are today, October 22nd, 2024, a show that was given 2 weeks through 3 weeks of the fall book has the highest ratings it's ever had.
Wait a minute. Now we're talking about something we can agree on. Did you say the highest ratings it's ever had?
Ever. I've been here for 12 years almost in the morning. I was bombed for half. But never in those 12 years have we done the numbers we're doing today.
How do we do with the Foxwoods show?
Foxwoods did a 21 through 3 weeks. We're over a 15 in the morning.
Foxwoods did a 21?
Maybe 21.7. I might be short-tripping.
Creepers.
Foxwoods.
Is that good? I don't know ratings. I don't know how that all works.
Why'd you have a golfer on? That guy was a real loser.
Jake Knapp was great.
He was great.
Oh, interesting.
That guy, that mustache.
That was really interesting.
Really, really interesting.
I learned about this, like, this whole minor league of golf that you have to... get through in order to get to the PGA.
That's cool.
I had no clue with that. I thought once you got out of college and you played in a pro tournament, you were considered pro. But
we need to have more people on the show with excellent mustaches.
Really?
Okay. Yes, I think that's a clear indication. I mean,
or we could have some of the people already on the show grow one.
Yeah, I would never grow a mustache.
Like, for instance, Wick Grosbeck will be on the show this morning at 8:20 talking Celtics. We should have Wick grow a mustache.
I can't even envision Wick with a mustache.
You can't? No.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I can. Now that I think about it, him playing, ripping on guitar, but wearing a mustache.
Yeah, right. Look like Tom Selleck running around with the NBA
It's a good
title.
Look, though. Tom Selleck is a handsome guy.
Yeah, because Tom Selleck's been pulling it off since
the 80s. He has an iconic one.
Yeah, I'd say the mustache is a no-go.
Chad, you could do it.
Thank you. I think I've tried. I randomly had one for like Halloween a couple years ago. But is Tom Selleck the most famous mustache of all time?
Ooh.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey's up there.
What about Raleigh
Steve
Fingers?
Steve Harvey.
First of all,
Sam Elliott?
Steve Harvey has nowhere near the longevity fame-wise that the great Tom Selleck has.
Well, not nowhere near Tom Selleck. I'd agree with that. But Steve Harvey's, that mustache has been around for a while.
I would argue that. Could one argue that the great Raleigh Fingers had the most famous mustache of all time?
I don't know who that is. I would say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan's a great one, Courtney.
Yes.
You know who might be up there, too? our guy Eddie Murphy. He's been rocking that stash
since.
He's been rocking that stash with
that Raleigh finger stash.
Trading places. But what not about, everybody knows Raleigh fingers, though.
On the text line, a suggestion that Sam Elliott,
yep,
who's in a commercial I saw during the Patriots game with Gronk, of all people.
He's in the military insurance commercials with him. Yes. I would say probably the most well-known. I don't know if he's still canceled. It would have to be Ron Jeremy.
Legendary Ron Jeremy.
I'm pretty sure he's still canceled.
I think he is.
Well, is he still alive?
I have no idea.
What about Freddie Mercury on the Subaru of New England text line? Sean, pretty legendary mustache.
He's got a good one.
Somebody also suggests Burt Reynolds as well.
Ooh,
Burt, you going way back?
Can I get a Queen rejoin to start?
Of course you can.
This morning, coming up, now that we hear the name Freddie Mercury.
All songs by Mustachioed Men today?
I mean, it seems kind of an odd theme for rejoins, but if that's what you're craving.
Just mix it up, Greg. Who knows?
If that is what is on your mind, then...
I feel like that might span a few different genres.
It really does. I'm looking right now.
You get in that good...
Carlos Santana.
Oh, I didn't even think about him. That's a great mustache.
You get some good 70s musicians with the stash.
Yep.
If we're going to keep doing this, can we just have Shime stop pronouncing it that way? It's really an ick.
Mustache?
Yeah. Mustache.
Isn't it mustache?
I don't know.
Yeah.
However you pronounce it.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard... It was legendary on the WAAF show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the live performance of the mustache song?
No.
By legendary New England Patriots offensive lineman Matt Light?
No, I never heard that.
Maybe we could rejoin with that at some point this morning if one would like to.
Shyman, the last one for me is Cheech Marin. Is it, how do you say his last name?
Cheech Marin?
Marin from Cheech and Chong.
That's a pretty good one.
That is a classic.
Also Borat.
Oh, so good.
All right, that's right.
Of course.
Borat, can we bounce back with a quote from Borat every rejoin?
We get canceled.
I have to tell you something. Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, is excellent in that new Apple series Disclaimer, which I have recommended that you all watch. I
don't know.
He's actually acting in a serious role.
Yeah, he's a
pretty
good actor.
Which is weird. Because halfway through, you start to think, wait a minute, that's Borat.
Well, high five!
What do you guys think about this? Borat replacing Alex Van Pelt.
I'd be interested.
Could it be worse?
I mean, I'd watch.
And if Borat doesn't do well, he can just transform into, what is it, Bruno?
He's very nice.
Don't you have to replace Alex Van Pelt? Maybe like tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean,
he ruins your quarterback, like, don't you have to replace Alex Van Pelt?
Honest question, Greg. Outside of Drake May, how many anchor guys, like David Andrews, I guess, like, how many players would you absolutely say need to stay out of 53 guys?
There's Barmore, maybe.
Yes.
Christian Gonzalez.
I'd keep Gonzalez.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
I'd keep Keon White.
I think the afternoon show did this.
Keon White is the guy that others are pointing the finger at when it comes to freestyling.
I believe you may be correct.
Okay. I'd keep him, though.
He's very, very interested in the sacks. Who wouldn't be? But
Pop Douglas.
I'd
probably keep Pop Douglas.
I wouldn't.
Slot receiver. Your third down receiver.
I mean, are you talking if you have unlimited money to spend, Curtis?
Right, like guys that you couldn't afford to lose. I don't feel like Pop Douglas is in that
guys
category.
You couldn't afford. I thought you meant guys you might just want to build. Guys I couldn't afford to lose, probably
Drake May.
Gonzalez, May, Barmore.
Keon White, I like.
And
Joey Sly.
But I can afford to lose Keon White if you could tell me you could trade for a guy like Myles Garrett.
That's true.
I would say Barmore.
Right. That's
Gonzalez,
a better way to put it.
Drake
May. Yeah, that's guys you wouldn't want to upgrade or you don't feel like you could.
Yeah, I would say probably three. That's it.
Unbelievable.
Those are the only three I would go with.
This is Rich from Stoughton. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing? The most famous mustache guy of now, and Glenn should know this, is the Pringle guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Pringle guy is pretty good.
The Pringles guy is pretty good.
Didn't the peanut guy have a mustache too? Oh no.
No, he had a monocle and a top hat.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mr. Peanut. I was just wondering. He had the cane, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I thought he might add a little.
Mr. Monopoly also a famous mustache.
Wasn't there a near cancellation of Mr. Peanut because he wore a monocle, if I remember correctly?
That's probably true.
Was there really?
Yes.
Was that a thing?
What's a monocle?
There was an attempted cancellation. You should wear one.
What
it's
is
like
it?
The little one eye.
Oh, the glasses.
The one eye. Well, just the one eye glass. Oh.
And it has the chain that connects to like your pocket square.
Why is that bad?
Yeah.
They associated it with some kind of an evil dictator or something. Oh,
did
like
not
that.
Know that.
So they
what, like
to,
a super villain in a cartoon? What are we doing?
They wanted to try to cancel.
Huh.
It's not even a real. Oh God. Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually because Mr. Peanut was giving women the ick. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show. Our leads coming up in 10 minutes or so. They said it at 7. News with Courtney at 7:45. The governor of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, at 8:20 on Banner 18 Day. And Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday at 9 o'clock on today's show. But right now, the birthday girl, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. It is Banner Night. Our champs kick off the regular season tonight, welcoming the New York Knicks to town. The Banner 18 ceremony will take place at 7 p.m. with tip scheduled for 7:30. Have you guys heard back from Sully? Are either of you going?
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
Crickets.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Crickets.
Possibly. There's, you know, a lot of people, a lot, how would you say, a lot more, what's the word?
I don't A-listers. Know. I have no idea.
A lot
I'm
more,
hoping you get to it before right. 10.
A lot more A-listers, B-listers, and C-listers ahead of me.
Okay.
I love when Wiggy starts a thought and then wants us to finish
it. Well, I couldn't figure out the name of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But right.
There's a lot more people that are.
How many more Super Bowl champions are there?
Right.
Well,
right.
I mean, you know. I mean, you got Portnoy's going to probably show up.
Of course.
He's above me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can afford the season.
You know, there's
but
a bunch of
But you don't need
guys.
To be. You don't need your feet on the
no,
wood.
No, no, no,
you're
no.
fine if
yeah,
you're
I'm interested
nosebleeds.
Being in the arena, I don't know about nosebleeds.
Oh, okay.
I'll sit at home and watch from the nosebleeds.
The only guy on the injury report to start the season for the Celtics is Kristaps, who's still rehabbing from his surgery. The Bruins also in action tonight, taking on the Predators in Nashville. Puck drop is at 8:45. The Ravens took down the Bucks 41-31, and the Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15 in Monday Night Football. And it is bad news for Brandon Ayuk. He has been diagnosed with a torn ACL, MCL, and will be out for the season. And an MRI has confirmed that Deshaun Watson has ruptured his Achilles.
And Debo has pneumonia?
Something yes.
Like fluid on the lungs, and he's in the hospital?
Yeah, something
so,
crazy.
Yeah, they're dealing with a lot.
Well, yep. We'll see how Purdy does now that he don't have all those weapons.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Chris Godwin last night,
oh,
too.
That was crazy.
He as he's getting carted off the field, he even said, my career is done.
Ugh.
Yeah, that is crazy. And
it's
it was
so sad.
Wasn't it garbage time, too?
Yeah, a minute left in the game, you're down 10, and he was having the best season of his career through the first seven games.
He's the guy, Mike Evans is a great player going to the Hall of Fame, but without Godwin, that Bucks team doesn't win. Like, he was awesome. Player.
Yeah, I mean, I would say more Antonio Brown, but okay.
And Gronk. Yeah, AP was a good. I think.
I
he,
mean,
what do you
if,
have?
If Antonio Brown had not taken his jersey off and run through the stadium, there were things that just could not have happened down there for Tom Brady.
Well, in the Super Bowl, I think what do you have? One or two touchdown catches, so he's pretty good for them in the Super Bowl. I mean, he was definitely a big part of them helping them win.
Big Trump guy.
That he is.
Yep. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is sensational ready meal salads for $6.99 each. That's right, ready meal salads are $6.99 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, birthday girls weather, perfect. 55 degrees right now, clear skies, gorgeous this afternoon, sunny in the low 70s.
Well, Governor Healey declared that today is a very special day. Unfortunately, it should be for Courtney's birthday. It should be a national holiday,
true.
But it's not. It is Banner 18 Day, and we will talk to the governor of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, at 8:20. On today's show, this is Chris in the truck. Hello, Chris in the truck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to say happy birthday, Courtney.
Oh.
You were nice enough to say it to me, so I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. 22 is a huge number for me. It's both my kids' birthday, so go Celtics. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Very nice. Are you accepting gifts from the listeners?
Oh, yeah. I mean, always. Okay. Unlike you, I always accept gifts.
All right. And Santo has a special dinner planned?
Yeah, we have a dinner plan. We're going to Lola this evening.
Oh, very nice.
He asked where I wanted to go. That's where I wanted to go. So
that's what you picked out of everything that is available?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to a new place or anything?
No, I love Lola.
All right. So. This is Jim from Dartmouth. What's up, Jim?
I just wanted to call about play calling for the Patriots. I mean, I used to have a foam brick that my kids gave me to throw at the TV, but I couldn't find it this weekend, and I really needed it. The play calling, though, you have a line that really can't open up holes for runners. Best they can do is maybe hold back a rush for a second and a half or 2 seconds. But we run the ball on first down and go nowhere. Then we do a one-dimensional pass play, like a screen pass that they stuff. And so now it's third and long, and you still have that same offensive line. They need to be taking advantage of a talented young quarterback and sending multiple receivers on short routes every play and run the ball when it's like third and one. I would not run the ball anytime other than that.
Yeah,
it's just frustrating.
Listen, Ramondre Stevenson was coming off the ankle thing last week, so maybe some of the issue there is that. But they ran the ball an inordinate amount of times on first down. Now, Courtney asked Gerard Mayo about it yesterday on the show, and he didn't seem to have an issue with the amount of times that they ran the football on Sunday. So, but you have, if you believe you have your guy at quarterback, and I think everybody thinks two games into it as a starter that you do, you run the risk of ruining him if you don't get him a really good offensive coordinator, I would say.
But I would just ask the general audience this question. What is harder to find, a great quarterback you can build around or a great coach that elevates players?
I think it's finding a great quarterback.
I would agree.
That you can build around.
Right, so... Because we all love Andy Reid, God love him, but until he got Mahomes, he didn't win a damn thing. We can say the same about Bill and others. So you have a great, what I believe will be a great quarterback. I could be wrong. That's great. That means this season's a success. I don't know if Gerard Mayo's going to be here. I don't know if, as we discussed, if anybody other than Christian Gonzalez is still going to be around. But you've done the hardest part. So in that way, that is a pretty good light at the end of the tunnel.
That is a good question, though, because other than those two, there's more great quarterbacks than there are great coaches. So you just can't insert any coach. Why hasn't the Buffalo Bills been able to win with a great quarterback? Same thing with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, who has...
I think people consider Harbaugh to be a pretty good coach.
So why can't you win a Super Bowl with, you know, a two-time MVP? Right? The question was, what's harder to find? I think it's harder to find a great coach. Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
Because other than Bill and Andy Reid, aren't there more? And I know we're throwing the word great around kind of loosely. But
haphazardly, if you will.
Yeah, haphazardly. Aren't there greater quarterbacks than there are greater coaches out there? So it's easier to find a greater quarterback than it is to find a greater coach.
If you had both available, what would you take?
If I had both available?
Right.
If you were selecting a team, like you were starting.
Would you take Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid?
I would, this is hard.
You would take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I would take Patrick Mahomes.
Would you take Josh Allen or Andy Reid?
Josh Allen.
Okay, so that's my point.
But I guess the point is Is it easier to find greater quarterbacks?
No, because the great quarterbacks...
You just named a few of them.
But they're not going to leave. Like, once you have one, unless you're a moron and you let a guy walk and go to Tampa, you're not going to lose him.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to have Josh Allen as a Bill, Lamar Jackson as a Raven, Patrick Mahomes as a Chief. Those guys don't leave.
Right, but I mean...
But does the great quarterback always get to great without great coaching?
Maybe that's the better way to.
I mean, they can, right?
Like, give me an example.
Like Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with Gary Kubiak. Gary Kubiak isn't a great coach.
Well, that wasn't really a Peyton Manning. I mean, I would just say that That was the defense championship.
But was Pete Carroll a great coach when that Seahawks team won?
Yeah. I would say yes.
Carroll's considered to be a pretty good coach.
I would say that team was really, you know, it had great players, but it was in part of what Pete Carroll built there as culture. So
was Doug Peterson a great coach when they won with the Eagles?
No, was Bruce Arians a great coach in Tampa?
I mean, was Andy Reid a near great coach when he was coaching the Eagles and they got to a Super Bowl?
Right.
He had Donovan McNabb, but he did not have Patrick Mahomes.
And that team got to the NFC title game several years in a row.
Four, I believe.
Yeah.
But look at Dallas. Dallas has a really good quarterback, really good, but, you know, they're not able to get it done with the coach. Look at, you know, we talk a lot of crap about Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers has been with buffoons. He's been with McCarthy for all those years. And, yes, is Aaron Rodgers kind of missed in the playoffs and not saying that he hasn't? So I think that when you look at, like, a lot of the great quarterbacks that are out there, guys that we consider to be great, how many of them win championships?
Yeah, but, like, Rodgers is also with Matt LaFleur, who is clearly and identifiably a great coach.
Right, but I think
he's really good.
I think that was the end of Rodgers in Green Bay. I'm talking about the bulk of Rodgers in Green Bay.
Yeah, but a great quarterback, they shouldn't be the end of anything. Like, if you're a great quarterback, you should be able to succeed whether you have all the pieces around you or the head coach in place or not.
And so clearly, you don't because we just talked about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
You can't win a Super Bowl every year. The fact that Lamar Jackson hasn't won a Super Bowl, that is troublesome. But a lot of people say that Lamar Jackson, it's a Lamar Jackson problem and not a coaching problem.
Right, but
shocked. It seems like I would be shocked if they don't win it this year, by the way.
Right, but I mean, Patrick,
some injury.
Derrick Henry's awesome.
Yeah. Other than Patrick Mahomes, I mean, when you start to think of the great or the very good quarterbacks, they're not winning championships. We brought up Josh Allen.
That's because they've been hogged by Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady for two decades.
Or do you think if their coaches aren't good enough?
No, I just think it's the wrong time to be good.
Yeah, you ran into two of the greatest quarterbacks who have ever lived.
This is Tim from Hanover.
Guys, good morning.
What's up?
I want to say all you guys are correct, but the way you need it, you need a great quarterback with a great team that can elevate that quarterback, and the coach will gel them all together and get what you get. There are so many good quarterbacks in the NFL and so many good teams, but you don't see them winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
See, I think you need the better coach now unless you have Patrick Mahomes.
I think you need a great coach, a great team, a great fan base, a great stadium, and a great GM.
Yeah, and great weather.
Oof, like yesterday.
Weather, oh my God.
Yesterday was gorgeous.
What a day it was yesterday.
Yeah, stunning.
I know why we don't get that weather year-round, because then we'd have everything.
I
would love
just,
that weather.
God, that was so nice.
It was chef's kiss yesterday.
Oh,
it's going to be nice today, too.
Yeah. October, Curtis. I love October.
Me, too.
I mean, it's going to be 75 today or something like that, Curtis?
70s. Yeah,
it's going to be the 70s. Are you getting withdrawals this many days without playoff baseball until Friday?
Yeah.
By the way, Courtney, speaking of great, I think you have the greatest birthday today. I'm looking at the list. It's like you against Brian Boitano and Shaggy.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It was Kim Kardashian's yesterday. Right. Not that I keep up, but.
All right. We're behind, as usual. That's fine. We will launch our leads next, and then we will get to They Said It at 7:20, and we will go over what Joe Mazzulla said about the pressure to repeat. That is coming up, among other things, at 7:20 this morning. Shine, great one. That is the legendary Lemmy and Motorhead and Ace of Spades. Great choice this morning.
Thank you. Lemmy, also a famous mustachioed man.
Yes, he is. Are you doing only mustached rejoins from mustached artists?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Then please submit your requests and dedications to Shine. And you can DM him. Or you can just text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Or I'm sure you can share it in the Twitch chat if you're involved in chatting during the show while you are watching it on Twitch, or you're doing the same on YouTube. And Shine will peruse
the Twitch chat and get your requests. Your lead this morning, Chime.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I had this fear wash over me yesterday. I was driving in my car. I was listening to my guy, Drake May, do the interview at the afternoon show. I thought Drake sounded great.
He sounded like a leader.
He did a really good job.
You're a great leader, Greg.
Thank you, Curtis.
You're a great, amazing facilitator, Greg. I got to say, Drake May could learn a thing from you.
That's facilitator.
Thanks.
Sounds like you're calling me a game manager.
No, like what Drake May does. Drake May's big thing he loves is his high school coach even talked about this. Drake May would look at the box score during halftime to make sure that everybody on the field was getting targets.
Because
he was a great distributor.
I like that.
You kind of just called Greg Joe Flacco.
Nope, I called him Drake May, okay. So who's my favorite person on the planet. So there you go. It's a great comparison. Either way, I had this fear wash over me yesterday that Drake May is the next Matthew Stafford in that he is a part of an organization where he continues to excel, but nothing around him is ever in a place where there is like any hope. They may have like one playoff run where they go 11-5 and they get screwed by a bad call that goes in favor of the Cowboys because the Cowboys TV market is way bigger than Detroit's. But that point aside, it just feels like I'm worried that Drake May is entering a hopeless situation. I really don't want that to be the case. I like Jerod Mayo. I love this team. I've been a fan of them my entire life. And so I want nothing but Drake May to succeed here. Okay, but I'm getting nervous that that's not going to be the case.
But what shows you, and again, I'm going to be the optimist here. What shows you that this organization, who must have identified him the same way you have, is not going to spend and do whatever they can to make him better?
Well, I don't think they identified him the same way I did, because if they did, they would have started him in week one. Like that to me, and they would have been more prepared for him to start right away for this team. They weren't. They never were. Like they never made an effort, a concerted effort to make sure he was prepared and everything else around him was going to be stable enough for him to have success right away. And so yeah. I am concerned that they like lucked into how good Drake May is, and they are not prepared or willing to spend and support him in the way that they should.
I think the concern is that Elliot Wolf is not the guy,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Jerod Mayo is not the guy. And that's what, and it's early, I get it, on mm-hmm. both of them to say that, but there are a lot of people who feel that way, Wiggy.
Well, I think it's because of maybe some of the things that Mayo say. We won't really know if they're going to end up in the Detroit way until this offseason. If they don't actively pursue guys, big name guys in free agency, like really start to put players around them when you can go, okay, they are trying to do that. I don't believe that they're not going to do that, because there's no way Robert Kraft is just going to allow this to continue, especially after how much this team is getting criticized, not just here locally, but all over the place. So there's no way Robert just sits back and goes, all right, don't worry about it. We're not spending no money to help Drake May this next year.
All right, Chime, great lead to get us started this morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Greg. So if you missed it at the beginning of the show, you can rewind. Greg and I had a good back and forth about Bill's comments yesterday attacking, rightfully so, the bad job of Jerod Mayo to start his coaching tenure here. I would just restate very succinctly that the Patriots were 7th in points allowed in 99. They went back to 17th in 2000 when Bill Belichick took over. They were 8th in total yards allowed on defense. They were 20th. And that is a defense with Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson, Lawyer Malloy, Roman Pfeiffer. A very talented defense. A defense exponentially more talented than this one. And one thing, because if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. I found this yesterday, and it's just interesting to understand where Bill was entering the first home game after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. There was a conversation with Herman Edwards, who recalled the conversation with Mike Reese, where he said, I'm walking on the field, I'm talking with him, he's standing right next to me, I ask how he's doing, he said, quote, we're horrible, we effing stink. He said, the quarterback is going to get me fired, I know Kraft is going to fire me before the season's out.
Mm.
So, obviously, we know what happened that day. We know how everybody changed. We know that Bill Belichick, before the Super Bowl, made the single greatest coaching decision in my lifetime in choosing Tom over Drew. And that's both of them created this. I'm not relitigating history. It's just beneath Bill Belichick. It is. We all know it. Everybody's been saying it for you, Bill. To go out there and try and kick a guy who, for better or worse, is going to be viewed as someone you mentored, well, with your son still on the staff, it's just, I don't know, not what I would do.
They've been kicking him repeatedly for months, though. At a certain point.
When Tom Brady won a Super Bowl in Tampa, did he say, F you, New England?
No.
Because it was, he did it. You don't need to tell anybody, you did it.
Yeah, but they didn't smear Tom Brady right. when Tom Brady left here. And the whole Bill thing, I am confused. Wasn't he just, like, asked the question about Mayo calling his
team? He controls what they talk about, Wiggy.
He wasn't even asked about Mayo. He was asked about Drake May and then immediately pivoted in the middle of his answer into Mayo calling the player soft.
Okay.
Okay, but is he not right?
Of course he's right. Gerard Mayo's had an awful start.
Gerard Mayo takes a step forward and says this team is soft and then feels the need to come on this show yesterday and walk it back. Like, I agree with Bill. Bill knows that team, most of them, better than anybody else, and he doesn't think they're soft. So,
That's why I was a little concerned when I said that, when I said yesterday, wait a second, I'd feel some type of way if my head coach was like, we're soft. I'd be like, hold on, what you mean we're soft? And then I think he comes back and he says, the way we played in that game was soft. Okay, all right, well, say that then, right. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm a petty SOB, and I think that it's some people can only take so much, and Bill has bit his tongue for months and months and months after Dynasty, during the roast, on and on, and they've taken shots at him every chance they get. So for Bill to sit there and be fed up and just say a little slight comment about how he would handle things and how Gerard handled them.
They did him dirty.
Well, who threw the first stone in the whole thing about this whole soft thing? Wasn't it Mayo last week when he was on our show, asked about the roster.
I hate to take credit for all this, but I think it was that.
It probably was.
I'm serious. That pissed off Lombardi. That pissed off Bill.
Made it seem like that. Well,
it made it seem like they were using the roster as an excuse.
Yeah, we weren't left with much.
But is that true?
What?
Was the roster really bad?
No.
It was virtually the same roster.
That went 4-13.
Yeah. And with a quarterback would have gone, with Drake May, would have gone 8-9.
If the head coach talked to the quarterback, they might have been better. They were 4-13.
Yeah, but your defense was significantly better last year. They were. There's no denying that.
Right. They also had Christian Barmore, Matthew Judon. They also had Joan Bentley, the middle linebacker.
They lost 8 games last season by 1 score.
Great.
It's completely different than what you saw when you get blown out by the lowly Jaguars.
Nobody's disputing Sunday was a disaster, a debacle. Gerard Mayo's not done a good job. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying we're talking about this team like they were a playoff team. They won 4 games.
No. But the
look at the quarterbacks they lost to. Tommy Cutlets, whatever his name was.
But the conversation was
Sam Ellinger.
The conversation.
Great. Now I have to have cutlets for lunch.
Yum.
The conversation was the defense.
I love a good cutlet sub.
I prefer sometimes mayo, lettuce, tomato to the gravy and cheese. But go ahead.
The conversation was the defense was far better last year, and you had guys that were hurt. Judon was hurt. Gonzalez was hurt last year. Who else was hurt? Jonathan Jones, wasn't he out for like the whole season?
Ramondre was hurt for a bit.
Well, I'm talking defensively. There was a bunch of guys. So the conversation was this defense, and I thought I was one of the people standing on the mountaintop saying, oh, this is going to be a top 10 defense, maybe even top 5, even with Judon being gone because, all right, it looks like Keon White might be able to replace some of that production. This defense might be at the bottom of the league when it comes to by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Last year, your defense was at the top of the league in total yards and rushing. You were like 11th in passing. So you had a far better defense, and it was because of the quarterback. If Drake May's the quarterback of this football team last year, your team is probably a fighting for a playoff
spot. That is such a disingenuous argument in defense of Bill Belichick, a guy that despised that position. The reason Bill's gone.
He despised Mac Jones.
And Tom Brady and Bernie Kosar and Drew Bledsoe.
He despised Mac Jones because of the way Mac Jones went about doing things and did not buy into the system. He had no.
No, he despised Mac Jones because he was honest about the bad coaching he received.
Oh, come on.
Curtis, stop it. Wait, when did the relationship.
Come on. Do we really.
Courtney, wait. Before, when did the relationship.
Spilling secrets.
No, about, when he was honest about how Matt Patricia and Joe Judge weren't coaching.
To Dan Orlovsky.
Right.
Yeah, Bill.
You know that's wrong.
Yes, that is wrong.
Okay, it's far more wrong to bring those two guys into coach.
But we're not comparing. Yeah. When that relationship disintegrated, that was the point.
There's
right there.
And I don't blame,
right, but there's no.
Bill has been screwed over and over again by people that he's trusted. Right. I don't blame Bill one bit for hating Mac Jones for that.
Here's how it works. There's no different than this. There's no different if you don't like the way the afternoon show was set up and you then going to people outside that have a little bit of a platform and then complaining about those people on how bad Mike Thomas is doing his job when it comes to setting up the afternoon show.
I think that
is bad business.
Top notch here.
You got to be, if you are, and you might not agree with everything, but if you're part of that team and you're part of Bill's, you know, being under him as a coach, you just don't go bad mouth.
Right. It's Bill, a respect thing.
Yeah, you say like, all right, I don't agree with Matt Patricia being the offensive guy, but you know what? I'm going to be a good soldier. I'm going to suck it up, and hopefully Bill will see it. And then guess what he did? He hired Billy O'Brien the next year.
Robert Kraft did. And Bill hates bad-mouthing people. We can tell, for sure.
Curtis, very interesting lead.
Yeah, it's so.
Thank you.
And in fact, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll hear, for those who might have missed it somehow, we'll hear what Bill said yesterday with Pat McAfee when we come back.